Okay, so Rabbi Osei, what we are doing is we are learning Yerideya, and we are up to Simin Pei Zayin. I want to talk about Sif Zayin a bit. We basically did Sif Vav and we did Sif Ches together with Sif Vav. And we spoke, I think the last big topic that we spoke about was the Suffolk Psikresha, etc. So in Sif Zayin, it says, and this is based on the Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Hamavasher Sholel V'Cholav Is Chayiv V'Chein Ha'ochlo Ava Hamavasher Shoya O'or V'Ginim V'Atzomis Yikari Karnayim V'Tlafayim Harakim Pater V'Chein Ha'ochlo Pater. Okay, guys. So what is a Sholel and what is a Shoya? Ben.
Shalil is fetus and Shalya is placenta?
Correct. Right? In other words, if I'm vashel a fetus b'cholav, right? The fetus is like the little baby that's growing inside the mommy, right? Everyone agree? So in that case, you're chayiv. Apparently, the Gemara says that gedi is l'rabos as hasholil, but gedi is l'hotzi as hasholya. Meaning the placenta is not considered to be... is not considered to be basar. That's what the Gemara says on Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara also comments on Daf Ayin Zayin that Asholya is not dinai kebasar insofar as being metamek tomas ochlem, but chishev olav la'achila, once you decide you want to eat it, so in that situation the Asholya is metamek tomas ochlem. Apparently, a shoya is not fully ochel, but you can make it into ochel with your machshava. That would be the simple understanding of that Gemara in Ayin Zayin. And if that's the case, when the Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel says it's not considered gedi, right? What that means is that fundamentally it's not basar. However, it's the type of in-between thing that I have a right to be koveya the shame basar on it if I so desire. Now, the next issue that comes up though is the Rishonim when they comment on Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Gemara itself sounds like this a little bit. They say that Asholya is considered Pirsha Ba'alma. Asholya is considered Pirsha Ba'alma. Now, that term Pirsha, it can be interpreted two different ways. Pirsha Ba'alma can be interpreted that it's considered a waste product. It's like Refes, Tit, Peresh, right? It's, I think the Pasuk in the Navi speaks about Peresh Chageichem, that the festivals of the Avodah Zarah are considered like dirt, like dung, right? So Peresh can mean like dung, it can mean waste product. Alternatively, Peresh could mean a Dovar Shenifrash Meha Behema, right? So there are two ways of interpreting Pirsha Ba'alma in the context of the Shilya. Right, it could be that it is just not a behema in the sense of it's peresh ba'alma. It's separated from mommy, and it's also separated from the baby, so it's like a separate entity. And when the Gemara says that it's not considered gedi, what that means is I view it like a separate entity, both from mommy and baby. Remember, both mommy and baby are basar, but this is Peresh Ba'alma. Now, a few things to be said. First of all, Shelya is not considered basar, but you're not allowed to cook it, L'chaya, no? It says in the Mechaber that Mevash or Shelya is Pater. Pater means don't do it. Now, how would Shoya be different than, say, Basar Oaf? Right? Basar Oaf, which is Asar Midrabanan, because it's not Basar, you're allowed to cook Basar Oaf. How come Shoya is different and Basar Oaf? You should know the answer already.
The same men.
It's the same. In other words, say better. Who said something like that? What? The Tiferes Lemoshe, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger quoted from the Tiferes Lemoshe in terms of, right? The Tiferes Lemoshe said in terms of what was it, Mecholov or something, right? That it's going to be Osir Midrabanan because it comes from something that's Osir Minatoira as opposed to Basar Ov. Now, what about Isir Hana'a? Right? In the Rabbi Kiva Eger, with respect to Mecholov, he assumed that the mechalav, since it comes from the chalav, it's going to be aser bebishul and behana'a. What about the shoya? Is the shoya aser bebishul and hana'a? Or are we saying it's only aser bebishul? Right, so the mamish more pregnant women than in Baruch Hashem. For future, when you guys become Rabbonim, make sure you carve out a lot of time before Yom Kippur for Shilohs. That's kind of alright. But let's go on. So the Shelya, is it Usr Bahana'a? Right? Do I assume it's Mamish the same as Mecholov? So Reb Feivel Cohen, in the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkat and Sadi Hei, and in the Tziyunim over there, Reb Feivel says then his opinion Shelya is going to be mutter b'hanoa, even though Mecholav is aser b'hanoa. Right? So the cheshbon that he gives why this is true is that we're machmir on Bishul by Shelya because Bishul is considered l'chatchila. We're saying don't cook it. But the iser hanoa that only sets in b'di eved, so the Chachomim wouldn't want to aser it behanah. Right? So effectively what we have is that there are three different types of Isurim Derabbanan in the world. You have an Isur Derabbanan like Basar Oif and Basar Chaya L'cha'ura, which is mutter both by Bishul and behanah. You have an Isur Derabbanan like Shoya, that is Usar B'Bishul Mutar B'Hanah. Then you have an Isar D'Rabbanan like Mecholav, that is Usar B'Bishul and Usar B'Hanah. Right? So that's already conceptually interesting, how we could have these three things. What we wanted to suggest last time is that maybe Basar Oif is Stamazai a Gezeira, that you might come Liday Basar B'Cholav, but it's not itself considered basar, even on the level of midrabanan. Mecholav is considered cholav on the level of drabanan. Right? In kainim hadavarim, I don't know how to deal with this hybrid called shoya that's aser b'bishul not b'hanah. Right? This I can't understand. And I don't know how to deal with it. Like l'cha'ora, either midrabanan, you are basar, cholov, whatever, or you're just a gezeira. To have an in-between thing that we're geyser le'inyan bishul, not le'inyan hana'a, seems a little difficult on the fundamental level. Yes, sir?
I think in the Ba'al HaShulchan, one of the ones you saw by Mecholov, it says a similar idea. The Shar Puskim, or the Acholiyah Puskim, says that by Mecholov also it should be
okay, Kenzine. Right, so even with Mecholav we'd have that problem, because if I consider it Cholav Midrabanan, so why do I make this split? Unless you're going to say this idea of L'chatchila B'diyeved, which seems a little wishy-washy to me. I don't know. Weiter. So we have Sholil and we have Shilya, and we have the two Perushim in we have the two Perushim in what Pirsha Ba'alma means. Now, we have this idea of Pirsha Ba'alma one more place, in Se'if Tes. Se'if Tes is the din of Cholav Shebekeva. What that basically means is that you shecht an animal, and inside the animal's stomach, you have some milk that the animal nursed from another animal, no? That's the Cholav Shebekeva. And there are three Shitos Harishonim about the status of the Cholav Shebekeva. Rambam and Rif hold that the Cholav Shebekeva is not considered Cholav and it's Mutter and Ganzen. Rashi holds the Cholav Shebekeva is Usser in Ganzen, and the Rabbeinu Tam splits between Karush and Solol. No? The Rabbeinu Tam says that once the Cholav begins to, how do I say this, cheesify, right, it becomes like hardened, so then it's Mutter, but Kozman that it's Solol, it is Usser. Right, those are the three shitos with respect to Cholav Shebekeva, and there are also three shitos lahalacha, how I paskin. No? The Mechaber, at least the way he says it in the Beis Yosef, and the Pashto says he holds like this in the Shulchan Aruch also, Mechaber is a Rif Rambam man. The Cholav Shebekeva is Heter Gomor. The Ramah says V'chein Lehagin, which as understood by the Shach in Chafhei and the Taz in Zayin, the V'chein Lehagin of the Ramah means like the Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a split between Karush and Solol, but the Maharshal paskins straight up like Rashi. Now, the Gemara tells me that Cholav Shebekeva is Mutter because it's Pirsha Ba'alma. No? Again, the Rashi would basically be saying that that Gemara doesn't stand up, lahalacha. But if Cholav Shebekeva is Mutter, it's because it's Pirsha Ba'alma. Now, what does Pirsha Ba'alma mean in the context of Cholav Shebekeva? L'cha'ayra, by Cholav Shebekeva, it's easier to say Pirsha Ba'alma means it's like a waste product, it's like garbage, no? Because it's harder to assume that the Cholav Shebekeva should be a chelak of the animal when this is not from that same animal. Right? In other words, Elsie the cow is nursing from Sadie the cow. Right? So it's Sadie's Cholav that's inside Elsie. Am I losing you with the names? Right? The point is that it's the idea of Pirsha Ba'alma in the other sense, that's a Dover HaNifrash, does not really hold up by Cholav Shebekeva. Now the Rambam, who holds a Cholav Shebekeva's Pirsha Ba'alma, L'cha'ayra, the Rambam and the Rif who hold that it's going to be Heter Gomor even when it's Cholav Tzolol, they understand that the minimal digestion that takes place when milk enters the stomach is enough to transform that milk into ice milk. Right? Remember, the more digestion takes place, the more the thing changes. Over time, it's going to mamish change, it's going to become even karish. But at the beginning, presumably, once it's in the stomach, the milk has some acid that's in it, and right, there's stomach acid, and that begins to digest the milk. And for the Rambam, that's enough to make it Pirsha Ba'alma. And the Rambam L'cha'ayra is L'shitaso in Simen Pei Aleph. I think we referenced this at one point, but I didn't speak it out clearly. The Gemara in Bechoros on Daf Zayin discusses Mei Raglayim Shel Chamor. And there is a discussion in the Gemara, what about Mei Raglayim Shel Shar Balei Chayim also, which apparently does not taste nearly as good as Mei Raglayim Shel Chamor, yum, yum, yum. Right? So, Mei Raglayim Shosha'ar Balei Chayim, according to version 2 of the Gemara, is Mutter. According to version 1 of the Gemara, is Asar. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that Mei Raglayim Shochamar for sure is Asar. The problems in Judaism begin with the Rambam, because the Rambam comes and the Rambam tells me that Mei Raglayim Shochamar is Mutter. And the Rambam tells me because Mei Raglayim Shochamar is Pirsha Ba'alma. So where did the Rambam get this? Apparently the Rambam, and the Magid Mishnah works very, very hard on this Rambam. If you look in the Beis Yosef in Pei Aleph, right at the beginning, he's working very, very hard on the Miyasha and the Rambam. But apparently the Rambam is using other sugyas, and L'cha'ayra, the Rambam is consistent. Right? In other words, if you hold that Cholav Shebekeva is considered Pirsha Ba'alma, that even the tiniest amount of digestion on the milk is enough to make the milk a waste product, alfi halacha, and you teach pirsha as a waste product, So al achas kama v'kama toivah mechupeles. So we're going to say that if something is mamish, a waste product, if it's made by glam shachamar, for sure it's mutar. No? So the Rambam is gevaldik. And the gra there in Pei Aleph, both in Os Dalid and in Os Chaf of the Bir HaGra, the gra, right, the gra says, oh, the Rambam is meridik. The problem comes up, though, with the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Mechaber holds that Cholav Shebekeva is Osir. No, excuse me. The Mechaber holds Faker. That Cholav Shebekeva is Mutter. Right, even the Chol Tzolol. Right, because that's what we see in Pei Zayin Siftes. Cholav Hanimtza Bekeva Eino Cholav. Umutter Levashu Bo Basar. Afilo Betzolol. Right, that's the Rif and the Rambam. Cholav Shebekeva is Mutter. Yet, Mei Raglaim Shel Chamor is Asar. That's where the Mechaber Paskins in Pei Aleph. So, Frek the Gra, Ashayla, why is Mei Raglaim Shel Chamor going to be Asar if Cholav Shebekeva is Mutter according to the Mechaber? Right, Lecha Ora, right, it's the same definition of Pirsha Ba'alma. So, that is a very strong Kasha. And in our friend the Megillah Sefer, he, it's on page 7, page 9, the Megillah Sefer, he basically suggests that maybe Meirag Lam Shachamor should be Mutter Me Iker Hadin. But it's only Aser Midrabanan, because Chazal decided, for some reason, Me'ezo Sibashihi, to Aser Me'reglaim Shel Chamor, but Me'ikar Adin, should be Mutter, even according to the Mechaber and Pei Aleph. Right? He pulls this out of his hat. Right? He quotes from the Beis Meir that this is the only way he could answer the Kasha. I don't know a better answer to the Kasha. It just seems to me that the Kasha is a strong Kasha. So far, so good, gentlemen? Okay, next. The Gain over here. An Or. Mivasho Sholel we had, right, is Chayiv. Mivasho Shelya, O Or, is Potter. Why is Or Potter? Zuck the Gain. Kimo Shelya. No? Or is Potter, the Gain says, just like Shelya is Potter. Which, and we don't need a pasuk for Shelya, because it's Pirsha Ba'alma, so Or is also Potter. Now, if the pshat in Pirsha Ba'alma is waste product, right, so then I can't equate Shelya to Or. You chap what's going on here? We have two ways of understanding Pirsha, waste product or a separate entity. By Shelya, I could say separate entity. Right? If I say separate entity, I could say, okay, Or is also a separate entity. It's not considered Gedi. Gedi velo Shelya. Gedi velo Or. It's not Gedi. But if Pirsha Ba'alma means that the Shelya is like a waste product, right? More like Pirsha Ba'alma in the context of Mei Raglayim Shel Chamor, right? If it's going to be Mutter. So then I can't equate Or to Shelya. Right? From the going, you see that the definition of Pirsha Ba'alma L'cha'ora means that what? That it is a separate entity. It's not considered the Basar. But that does not work if you want to say that it's going to, that the Cholav Shebekeva is going to be Mota Alts Pirsha Ba'alma. Right? Notice I have a stira between Sif Zayin and Sif Tes. In Sif Zayin, we are Meko on Or. The reason I'm Meko on Or is up the Goyin is because Or is like Shelya. That's using the definition of Shelya of being a separate entity. But in Sif Tes, the Mechaber is make on the Cholav Shebekeva, which is based on the definition of Pirsha Ba'alma as being a waste product. Right? How can you have both? So, I'm not sure the answer, but it happens that there are some Rishonim who have both Perushim. In the Badei HaShulchan, he has from a Sefer HaTruma and an Or HaZeruah that they give both Perushim. Now, usually when Rishonim give two Perushim, the assumption is that the two Perushim are arguing. Over here, you have to say the two Perushim are agreeing. So it's going to be mutter, either because it's a separate entity, or because it is, or because it's what's it called? Or because it is considered a waste product. Right? If it's mutter, it's waste product, that can be mekel on cholam shebekeven, the meyreglam shel chamor. If it's mutter, it's separate entity, say also include or, and l'chayre, we have to hold of both, or else we get in problems in Judaism. Does this sound good? Okay, weiter. Again, today we might be in violation of an Issa Dereis of Chatzi Shir, but we're going to do the best that we can. Fine. It's Yuma, right? Yom Kippur. This is all we deal with all day. We talk about Chatzi Shir. Okay. Oh. The Mechaber writes in Sif Zayin, Hamavasho Sholil, right? But means like the horns, tlafayim are the hooves, right? Harakim is putter, b'chein ha'oichloi is putter. That word harakim, what's that going on?
Hooves.
The
tefillin.
What?
The hooves, the
tefillin. It's going on the hooves,
yeah.
Soft hooves.
Yeah.
That's one way of learning it. Alternatively, you could say that's going on everything. Right? In other words, that even or gidim anatsamais harakim is going to not be considered basar. Right? That's a big discussion in Siman Sadi Tes. In Siman Sadi Tes, we pass in that the atsamais shal iser are mitzdaref with the heter levatlam. Right? In other words, when I chesh benayis, when I calculate, when I rechonayis the 60 to be mevato the iser, so the bones of the iser is calculated as part of the heter. And the shach over there quotes from the Ran that the bones which are soft are considered iser. Meaning, only hard bones are considered heter. Soft bones are considered iser. That's what emerges from the Shach in Sadi Tes, B'Shem the Ran. This Lucha Ora is telling the same suffix that the Prima Ganim has as to whether the word Rakim is distributed on this entire Se'if, or is it only going on the hooves? Right? In other words, soft hooves are going to be Potter, but only hard horns are going to be Potter. And soft horns and soft bones are going to be chayiv. This is actually relevant for the gelatin shaiva. In Se'if Yud, towards the end, the Ramah tells me that or hakeva, that your miyabesh and you make it ke'etz, is going to be mutter. Again, we're not talking right now about making cheese. That's going to be the discussion for after Yontif. But remember that whatever the Isser is on the Ur, the Ramah says once you dry it off, it becomes mutter. Now, the Shach says Hu Hadim B'nei Me'ayim is going to be mutter. But the Prima Godim, right, on Lamed Gimel, on that Shach, the Prima Godim says, no, it's only B'nai Me'ayim that's going to be Mutter, but the Basar itself is going to be Asar or Miyabishet. You see, real Basar, you can't be Matir just by drying it. It has a Din Basar no matter what. So if I dry it, it still remains Usr. And therefore, the Prima Godim understands l'shitasai that there's an Isser by Basar shenis yabesh, hu hadin or shenis yabesh v'achar kach nisrakech. For the Prima Godim, the heter of nis yabesh is just that it's not going to give off its flavor again. But im timtzaloimar, I re-soften it, no? So then it's going to be usher according to the Prima Gadim. And that's why basar is going to be usher. You see, I could say that or and gidim and atzamais is not actual basar, but maybe there's some tam. And it's entirely possible that when it's miyabesh, it doesn't have tam. But if something is mamish basar, it's not going to be mutter according to the Prima Gadim. And therefore, for the Prima Gadim, the heter of misyabesh is just that there's no tam. When it's nisrakech acharkach, and there is tam, so then it's going to be osir. However, the Prima Gadim in Oschof, and in Oschof, the Pischei Tshuva, excuse me, in Oschof, and in Oschof Aleph, he quotes that tolaim adumim. There's a thing in the world called carmine. No? Carmine is a red dye that is sometimes added to food. I remember as a kid, M&M's used to not be kosher. Right? This is like before Matan Torah. Anyone remember this when M&M's weren't kosher? You don't remember. Like M&M's. Like used to be, and one of the reasons why they said that M&M's weren't kosher is because the red M&M's used to use carmine as a dye. Carmine is basically you take certain shrotim, which are red, and you dry them up, and you make a food-grade dye. So you're eating like those red ants, or the equivalent. Yum. Right? That is... So is that going to be mutter? It's misyabesh ke'etz. According to the Prima Gadim, it's going to be aser. The Tiferes Tzvi says, toilaim adumim, which you dry up, even though it's mamesh basar, is going to be mutter. In other words, the Tiferes Tzvi is understanding that the lumdus of nisyabesh ke'etz is that it loses the shame basar even. As opposed to the Prima Gadim who's saying that the lumdus is just that it's not nice and tam. In the Tshuva of Reb Chaim Ozer and the Achiezer and Chelet Gimel Simen Lama Gimel Ozhei, Reb Chaim Ozer is makel on gelatin, no? And Reb Chaim Ozer says that the reason why gelatin is mutter, he has a few reasons, but one of the main reasons he has is because it was nisyabesh ke'etz. What they do is they take atzamos of the iser, I think they use pig bones actually, and they dry it up, they stick it in acid first, and then they put it in phosphorus. Basically, they're removing like the marrow from the bone, right? And it's completely dry, it becomes like a powder. And then they add it to a food afterwards. Reb Chaim Ozer understood that even though it becomes nisrakech achar kach, basically, to work as gelatin, it has to re-soften. Reb Chaim Ozer says, you know what? By atzamos, if it dries off entirely, it's going to for sure be mutter. Even nisrakech achar kach. He says a vart, which I don't fully understand. Reb Chaim Ozer writes that when the Prima Gadim is machmir on nisrakech achar kach, that's only by ur. But by atzamos, it's going to be mutter. Now, obviously, if I hold that atzamos harakim is going to be mutter, then it's more likely that atzamos are not considered basar at all. If you hold that atzamos are basar fundamentally, it's just that it's not nice and tam, so then there might be a distinction between rakos and yeveshos, right? In other words, the suffix in the Prima Gadim in Se'if Zion, the Cha'ora should be toloi in what the Prima Gadim says on the Shach Sif Katan Lama Gimel. If the word rakos is distributed on the entire thing, and we're saying that even atzamos rakos are mutter, that means that atzamos are not basar. End of discussion. It's not gedi. Gedi amra Torah, velo shelya. Velo shoya, and gedi amar Torah velo atzamos. It's not a bone. It's not an animal. It's a different thing. It's a bone. Right? But if the pshat is a machalik between atzamos yeveshos and atzamos rakos, then that's an easier distinction to make if you hold that fundamentally it is basar, it's just it's basar that's not nice and tam. Aye, how come basar that's not nice in time is going to be mitzdarif to the heter? Right? So that already we'll talk about in taruvis. We could say some lumdis that, right, since it only absorbs, it doesn't give anything off, it's considered part of the heter, it's not considered part of the iser. That's already, might be true. It's a more complicated lumdis. However, the basic point I'm trying to make over here is azoi. When the achi Ezer is meko on gelatin, he is assuming that atzamos, once they become misyabesh, lose the shame of basar in ganzen, and therefore, even if you reconstitute it, it remains mutter. If you hold that it's mutter only because it's not nice and tam, so then when you reconstitute it, it is nice and tam, it will be aser. And then gelatin would be aser. Who was machmer in gelatin? Reb Moshe writes in the truth about ice cream that gelatin is a suffix iser. Reb Aaron Cutler was machmer in gelatin. There are two tshuvas in the Mishnah Reb Aaron. And gelatin is responsible for the lack of English halacha sferim between the year 1970 and the year 2000. You see, Reb Shimon Eider actually was my father-in-law's chavrusa here in YU, and whenever they had a shiloh, they would like send it to Reb Moshe. That's why there's some tshuvas in the Kris Moshe to my father-in-law. And Reb Shimon Eider, after he was here in YU, went to Lakewood, and he was convinced by Reb Aaron Cutler's argument that gelatin is treif. And therefore, instead of writing his English language halacha svarim, which are, by the way, awesome, the Rabbi Eider svarim on Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Pesach, they're tremendous, no? He never finished Hilchos Shabbos even, right? But instead of writing the English language svarim, he ended up starting a company to produce kosher gelatin, based on the psak of Reb Aaron Cutler. So one cheshbin in the machlokes between Reb Aaron and the Achiezer, one cheshbin that machlokes is whether atzamos are mutter in ganzen, or do I assume that atzamos are only mutter because it is not going to be nosein tam, and that lecha'ora should be relevant for many other applications. Again, if you get into the sugya in greater depth, there's much more to be said, but I think right now, for the time being, we have touched on the basics. Let me just look if I can give you... I think the tshuva in Mishnah Reb Aaron is Siman Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin. I think it's the last two simonim in Yerideya. He has first tshuvas on Or HaChaim, then in his first tshuvas in Yerideya, in the Mishnah Reb Aaron, he makes this point. I just can't seem to find this right now in my notes exactly where the Ma'ariv Makom is, but I seem to remember it's the first tshuvas in Chelek Yerideya. Okay, guys, so I hope everyone has a Gemar Chasima Tova. And how many of you are going to be in Yeshiva for Yontif? Good job. And try to sleep well because we dive in.